BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to BTV News.
On the afternoon of April 11, Chairman of the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee Phạm Anh Tuấn, along with representatives from relevant departments, held a working session with leaders of university under the Science and Technology Club of Technical Universities. During the meeting, Dr. Huỳnh Quyết Thắng, Chairman of the club, emphasized that Bình Định, with its strategic vision and strong commitment to developing science and technology, offers a valuable opportunities for universities to connect, collaborate, and contribute their knowledge, technology, and human resources towards sustainable development. Chairman Phạm Anh Tuấn expressed appreciation for the cooperation of the universities and voiced high hopes for practical, impactful projects that can be applied effectively in real-world settings. He highlighted the province's ambition to enhance its competitiveness and open up new directions in training and developing a high-quality workforce.
In March, Bình Định welcomed over 1.7 million tourists, up 16.9% year-on-year. International arrivals reached 11,151, up 16.9%, while domestic tourists exceeded 1.7 million, rising 16.9% from the same period last year. In total, the province received more than 3.2 million visitors in the first quarter of the year, a 14.8% increase year-on-year. International arrivals reached 29,017, up 8.1%, and domestic visitors topped 3.17 million, up 14.8%. Tourism revenue in the first 3 months reached 7,330 billion dong, rising over 15% year-on-year.
The Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism of Bình Định has announced its official plan to celebrate Vietnam Book and Reading Culture Day 2025 with a series of events under the themes Reading Culture, Connecting Communities, Step in Era of National Rights with Books, and Read to Enrich Knowledge, Nurture Aspirations and Inspire Innovation. As part of the celebration, the Provincial Library will host the opening ceremony for the fourth Vietnam Book and Reading Culture Day and launched the 2025 Reading Culture Ambassador Contest on April 16 at the library. Over 2,000 books will be displayed during the event, categorized into key themes such as the 15th anniversary of national reunification, historical figures, Vietnam Sea and Iceland, children's literatures, and works about Bình Định province.
On April 11th, Quy Nhơn Youth Union and Youth Council inaugurated and handed over the 2025 Island Sovereignty Landmark to Nhân Hội Primary School. The activity conveys the message of territorial sovereignty, patriotism, and the young generation's responsibility in honoring those who sacrificed to protect the nation's maritime sovereignty, while fostering patriotism, national pride, and a sense of sovereignty protection among students from an early age. And that's the end of the news today. See you next time, and goodbye for now.